Okay, as we've mentioned a few times in this setting and in public, the month's learning of Elul is sponsored by the Cooperman family in honor of their children, and the week of learning is sponsored by the Kasdan family in honor of Howard and Lane Lefkowitz, and we're extremely thankful for their support of our Talmud Torah. So the Coopermans and the Kasdans asked that we learn the Sugya on Ham and Aleph, so that's what we'll do. The issue is that I don't really have all that much to say on Ham and Aleph, that's the truth, but I'll point out some of the Rishonim and Achronim that are important to look at. I think, at least on Ham and Aleph, almost everything is just going to end with a Tzarchin. I just don't understand the things that are going on in this Amud so well. So the Gemara says at the top that if a person was Mumchil Rabbim Dana Filu B'Yechidi. Yeah. Zil Shlim. So the shail is totally, if you have to pay back, is totally in whether they're makabel you as the dayan or not. Was there a kabbalas hadayan or not? Kiblucha alayu. So what's the Torah over here? If they yeah were makabel you, you're pater from tashlumin. If they were not makabel you, you're not pater from tashlumin. What's that tali? And like, what's the tam haptur? What's the kawach of the kabbalah? Or is it the kawach of the kabbalah at all? So the Ketzos talks about this. If you look in the Ketzos in Chaf Hei, Ozvav, so the Ketzos of Choshen says Talayim Machlokas Rishonim, basically like this. The Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat Chaf Hei Beis says as follows: Ta'a b'shikla das. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Im haya zeh dayin mumche. This is an expert dayin. The natal rishus mireish gulusa, and he had Nikitas rishus from the reish gulusa. Oshet lo natal rishus. Maybe he didn't take rishus. Aval kiblu oso balei dinim alayhem. Right? Kiblucha alayhu. They were makabel him. They accepted him as a dayin. Howil v'hu mumche chozar din. Yeah, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. V'im i'ef shel hachzer pater mi l'shalim. Otherwise, he's pater mi l'shalim. So you see, the Nikitas Rishus paters, or whatever. In a case of Nikitas Rishus, he will be pater l'shalim. The Rama tacks on over here, v'gimel hedyotos dinam kiachar mumche. Says the Rama. Not only that, Yachid Mumche, Natal Rishos, he's going to be Pater from being L'shalim, good. Says the Ramah Vayter, that not only Yachid Mumche, but even Gimel Hadyotos is Dinam Ki Yachid Mumche, and they'll also be Pater in case of Kibluhu Alayhu. Okay. Now, the Ramah makes this Sushtel that Kabbalah works to Pater Gimel Hadyotos in the very same way that it works to Pater the Mumche. So says the Ketzos, the Shulchan Aruch seemingly didn't agree to that. He didn't quote it, at least. And he thinks that this question that the Ramah is bringing up, that Gimel Hadyotos should work with Kabbalah also to pat them from the Shlumen, he thinks that's totally in a Machlokes Rishonim as to the reason for the Ptur of Kabbalah. Why is it that the Yachid Mumche is Pater for Kabbalah? If we can figure out why he's Pater through Kabbalah, we can figure out whether that Svara also applies to a case of Gimel Hadyotos. So it says the Ketzos like this. Vishlosh Hadyotos, meaning commenting on the Ramah, who says even Gimel Hadyotos are Pater when they have a Kabbalah. Zehu Das HaRash VeAtur. That's the opinion of the Rush and the Tur. Why? The time of the Mumcha VeKiblu Pater, the reason why a Mumcha who they were Makabal is Pater, Mishum DeKevin DeAfilu Belo Kabbalah Yachala Den Al Karcham. What's the Kabbalah for? A Yachal Mumcha can force them to go to a Din Torah. So the Kabbalah wasn't for him to be able to have jurisdiction over this case. No, that was his prerogative from beforehand. V'imkein al karach haya kabbalah. What was the kabbalah for? Lepotro mitashlumin. When they were makabel, what does it mean when they said like we're makabel, you're dying? So they have to listen to his din Torah if he's a yachal mumche. He could force them. Elamai, when they say we're makabel you, they mean we're makabel you. Even if you make a mistake, you don't have to pay. We're makabel you. We're patering you from tashlumin. Umehai time a gamba shlosh idiotos patering kablu. So why can't the same thing apply by shlosh idiotos? No, that's what the Ramah is saying. If the Kabbalah is the poter, meaning I'm makabel this dayan as my dayan, even if he makes a mistake, so even if it's three adyotos, I'm makabel them even if they make a mistake, great, it's Kabbalah paters them as well. That's the Ramah. Avodas Bala Maor, says the Ketzos HaKhoshen here in Sanhedrin, says the Bala Maor, Taima de Mumche v'kiblu pater, the reason why a Mumche shekiblu hu alayhu is pater is not because of the Kabbalah itself. It's Mishum de Anasu. It's because if he's a Mumche, he's an Anas, meaning he is so expert, and he had done his due diligence on the case, and he certainly knew everything about the Din Torah. Elamai, he made a mistake. What's the pshat that he made a mistake? It can't be his fault. It must be mazal kagarim. It must be, and maybe we'll reference some gemaras that talk about this in other cases. It must be some by mumche shekiblu olav. The question you're asking is, what is Kabbalah? Why is the gemara talking about Kabbalah then? We'll talk about that in a second. So, but the tam haptur in this case of mumche shekiblu olayhu is pater from tashlum is not because the Kabbalah paters, it's because the fact he's a mumche paters. Why? Because now if you're an expert and we see you make a mistake, we know it's not your fault. We know it must be some onus of mazla kagarim. It's not the Kabbalah that paters. If it's not the Kabbalah that paters, then you can't turn hedyotos into mumchen by being mekabalim, right? You can't turn them into, they're not mumchen now that you say you accept them. So there's no patur for gimel hedyotos, so you wouldn't agree with the Ramah if you said it like that. So again, the Rush thinks that the patur of Yachid Mumche Shehore Vita'a is the Kiblu Halayu. They were Makabalim. What were they Makabalim for? He could force themselves. No. He could force them to accept. No, it must be they were accepting that even if he makes a mistake, they'll abide by his Din Torah. And he doesn't have to pay. And the Balaam Mor is saying, no, that's not the Tam Aptur. The Tam Aptur is because this guy is such a Mumche, such an expert, even if he makes a mistake, it's not really attributable to his lack of care and prudence in judging the case. Rather, it must have been some onus, and so he's a pater milashalim. The Achronim pull out a Nimuka Yosef from the fourth parak, where the Nimuka Yosef says, it's hard to understand, so we'll leave it as is, but just so you know what it is, he says in the beginning of Echad Dinei Mamonos that if you have Gimel Hedyotos and you're Makabel them, they're pater milashalim. He says, Mishum Dahave Onas. So it's like a mishmash. What's the meaning? Nimuka Yosef is saying, you can have the tour of Kabbalah by Gimel Hedyotos. If you were the Rosh and the Ramah, you would finish that sentence by saying, because you're Makabal them, you're Makabal that they should be Pater. But then Nimuka Yosef finishes the sentence by saying, because they're now an Onus. What does your Kabbalah make it into an Onus? They're not all of a sudden magically Mumchen. It's not some skula that you become a Mumchen if you have a Kabbalah. Although, we should talk to our friends over there. I think they seem to think that if you learn enough Kabbalah, you become Mumchen. But it's not really what's going on over here. So the Nimuka Yosef is hard to understand. I don't know what to do with the Achronim pointed out. Either way, the Ksos continues and says in Afkamina, he says, Lefi the Shita of the Baal HaMa'or, that the whole Ptur comes from the fact that he's a Mumcha, and therefore he's an Anus on the Psak. So this is what Willie raised before. So then the Lefi the Baal HaMa'or, I'll read in the Ksos inside, again, in Simon Chafei, the Ksos says, V'nir Lefi Shita's Baal HaMa'or, Afilu lo kiblu beferish. Even if they didn't actually have a Kabbalah, he'd still be Pater. Elish lo dan al yedei kfiyah. Meaning, the fact that the Gemara says Kiblu Alayu is actually sort of, it's almost irrelevant. It's really just trying to say it wasn't a case of Kfiyah. If it was a case of they willingly accepted as Psak, it's not the Kabbal that paters, it's the Mumchius that paters. But they had to be willingly accepting his Psak, not accepting his mistakes, but accepting his Psak. And even if they didn't have a Mufurish Kabbalah, but they clearly acquiesced, and they clearly wanted to subject themselves to his Din Torah, that would be enough to pater him, Kevin to Anasu, because he isn't honest. Deina HaKabbalah Gorim HaPtur. It's not the Kabbalah that makes him pater. El HaKfiyah Gorim HaChiyuv. It's that if he would have stuck his head in between their fight and say, no, I want to judge this case, and to force himself on them, so then that's Mafkiyah, his Ptur. That makes him Chayiv, because what are you getting involved? Yeah, if they ask you for your din, so then you pass and you make a mistake, you're an honest because you're a mumcha. But you didn't have any reason to mix into their case, so we stuck your head in here, you're going to make yourself chayiv. But the pshat's not that the Kabbalah was the poter was the expertise, which made him into an honest on the case. That's what the Ksos explains in Machlokas Rishonim over here, with, again, two major nafkaminas. One is whether you actually need a Kabbalah in order to be pater, or no, you just need a not kfiyah. That's the Baal HaMa'or, and the Rush would disagree. The other nafkamina is what the Ramah paskins in Shulchan Aruch, that if you had Gimel Hedyotos, you could accept them and pater them in that with that Kabbalah. That only applies for the Rush. But if you're the Baal HaMa'or, they don't magically become Mumchen through your Kabbalah. And we noted that the Nimuka Yosef and this two Yula sophomores disagree and think that Kabbalah does make you into a Mumche and therefore an Anas. What's the Nekut Samachlok between the Rush and the Baal HaMa'or? What are they arguing about?
Meaning to the Baal HaMa'or, what if you Mefurish Kabbalah is the Taos also. And is that, what if they just stipulated that?
Then I would think, we'll talk about it soon, that I would think they for sure would be Pater. Yeah, we'll talk about that soon, because that's going to be Akasha on one of the Rishonim.
What's our case here?
The case of no Kabbalah? Or the case of Yah Kabbalah?
Kabbalah Mars.
Kabbalah.
What did they do?
They said, yeah, we'd like you to take our case. Would you take our case?
Okay.
We'd like you to be our Dayan. Or, they don't say that, but he comes and says, oh, do you want it in Torah? And they, yeah, why not?
And for the Rush, the other Rishonim, that would be a Kabbalah Gansen for even for
right. The, right. The, right. Okay. Right. We'll see soon something more similar to what you suggested a second ago.
I don't know. Maybe can you say something with Yosef that it's based on like where in the Kabbalah you have to be blessed with having God? Because when you have Shlosha, so it has to be you have somebody who's helping, and therefore it's in the place. Does that make sense? But that's not.
I don't even think that's what Mumcha means here. I think Mumcha here means like super expert.
Like Tosef.
That's not just God the God.
Right. I don't know what the Mukesu means. I don't know, you could look. I don't have the Sefer, so I never have time to look it up. But Shmuel Rozovsky, not in the Chidushim, but in the Shirim, has...
I'm not sure if you can get it, but in the Rush himself.
Yeah. But that's not the Pshat and the Rush. Those are two different places. There's two different sentences, right? Yeah, so Shmuel Rozovsky talks about this in the Mukesu. If you want to look it up in the Shirim, meaning the fatter books, the not the... Right, I'm getting it right? Shirim is the fatter one. So he has about this in the Mukesu. I don't know what he says, but he has about it. What's the Nekud Samachloikas between the Rush and the Balamor? What are they arguing about? What does the Rush not like about the Balamor? If the guy's a mumcha, it's takan onus. So what's the why not say that? That's the tour. Why is the Kabbalah the tour? So two potential malachim, maybe why the Rush is disagreeing. The first possibility is that the Rush is it obvious that if you have an onus, you're putter. If you were dying shita, is that obvious that onus is putter? So he's telling me, yes, of course it's obvious. Everything that's onus is pater. It's not true. Everything's onus is pater, right? We have a case in halacha where onus is not pater. Adam mu'ud la'olam by nezikin. So you can get into the discussion, the Rishonim, Tosin the Ramban, in a few places, Bava Metzia, and Bava Kama, whether onus gomer, is there such a thing as like a total fluke, catastrophic incident that a person is pater even by nezikin, Adam amazik, or not, or that's not the case, but there is at least there's less latitude, there's less room to say that someone is off the hook for an ones in the case of Adam HaMazik. So this Dayan Shetaa, we assume, is Adam HaMazik, the Garmi. He's not directly causing the damage, but he's causing damage to happen through Garmi. So an Adam HaMazik, the Garmi, is he Pater because of an ones? Or is he like a regular case of mazik, where a person is chayev be'ones, and then you have to figure out what's ones gomer, what's not ones gomer, and who you hold like in Rishonim? At least you have a discussion, but I'm saying, is it so pashut that this dayan shetaa is off the hook through an ones? So Rabbi Per has a ma'amakum, we have to look up where it is, we don't know where it is right now, but the stipler has a chakira about garmi in general. Whether garmi is adam ha-mazik, stam, or whether it's like a sug chadash of nezikin, it's a new din entirely, and the chiv isn't exactly adam amazik proper, and there are nafgaminas. One thing he was discussing was the tashlumen, how much of the tashlumen apply, the chamisha, you know, the payments, how much of them apply to adam amazik begarmi. But either way, one of the dunim may be whether ones begarmi is the same as ones benezikin, or is it pater like kol tarkula, right? So the Rush may pick a fight with Baal Morger and say, this is a case of Dayan Shita. It's Adam HaMazik B'Garmi. Adam HaMazik B'Garmi is Adam HaMazik. Adam HaMazik is Chayev on Ones. Okay, again, discussion whether it's Ones Gomer, not Ones Gomer, whether Ones Gomer is Pater or not. But maybe the Rush has some, you know, bone to pick up about that. You could at least have a discussion. Maybe he disagrees on that point. That's one Mahal. The other Mahal the Rush disagrees with is, I don't know, simpler, I think. Is it Pasha this is an Ones? A Dayan studies, well, it depends on which basin we're talking about, but he studied, either he's a law student, or he goes to Yadin Yadin in NYU, and he finishes all of his bechinas, and he knows every sma, and he knows every tos, and he knows every nesivis, and more likely every Pesachei Choshen. And he finishes, imamish, he's holding Choshen Mishpat. And then someone comes before him with a case, and he makes a mistake. So it's an honest, the guy is mamish, usually called Razlo honestly because he's such a Yadin Yadin Shvitz Musmach, or no, he forgot a Mufurish Gemara, or forgot a Shulchan Aruch, or the two pages were stuck together when he's reading Pesach Choshen and he missed the Sifkatan. I don't know, like, it's not necessarily an onus. Like, it could be he was made a mistake, he was irresponsible, and it is his fault. It's so pasha that it's an onus when a Dayan, even a Mumcha, makes a mistake. That is the Sos asks Kasha in his Shtickle just a little bit later. He asks it on the Shach. But he writes, L'niyaz Dayi Eino Mukhrach, this whole Svara, Dekim Nagabi Matbeya, meaning a Mumcha who knows the difference between different coins, Eino Mumcha Pater Achiye Baki Kedangu Be'isr, meaning he knows exactly the difference between all the coins, Kedis Sham B'shas. It's not so, if you know, everyone knows the difference between a nickel and a penny. We're talking about Lenin, I think, money in Yonim now. We're not in Hilchos Nida. But everyone knows the difference between two types of coins. Once you become an expert enough, you can tell the difference between it. There's nothing, you can't throw anything into the sugi that's going to throw this guy off. Oh, I didn't realize it was this coin because there's no other factors. Like, you know, it's a bechias, you own it. If he makes a mistake and misunderstands which coin, what coin, and the application, some mazel dik onus happened. It couldn't have been his fault. He didn't miss any homework here. Even a great gon could make a mistake. Even someone who's a big gadol, who knows the whole sugi back and forth, he can make a mistake. It's not necessarily an onus when he makes a mistake. So maybe the rush doesn't think you're pater because of onus. It's not enough to have the guy be a mumcha and therefore be an onus. Because how do you know this is really considered an onus? Maybe it's his fault. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's the two possibilities what the Rush argues with the Balam Mor over here. What's Rashi's sheet in the sugya? What's the p'tur according to Rashi by Yachid Mum Shekibluhu Alayu? What's the p'tur? So if you read Rashi, it seems pashut that he's, well, let's say he's not the Balam Mor, or you could say better that he is, yeah, the Rush. He says, Ikib lucha layu, first skinny line. Legamre leil chacharecha im ledin im letaos loyitz bucha velo tishalim. The lo zil shlim. Vim lo kib letaos cha layhem da amru la leich dayanta la din Torah dayanas la din Torah zil shlim. So it sounds from Rashi like the Kabbalah is the p'tur, no? For sure, the Kabbalah is the p'tur. They're being makabel that he should be pater on the din Torah. The issue is that the Ksos thinks Mavur and Rashi and Vav and Aleph that Rashi holds like the Balam Mor. The Chori's right also. On Vav and Aleph, the Gemara has, like Rabbi Abba's case of Shnaim Shadanu Indin Amdin, and the Gemara gives suggestions to try to, well, tries to knock it off. Rashi there, when the Gemara brings a steer to Shnaim Shadanu Indin Amdin, Rashi says, see the second Rashi on the page. Dan es hadin. Says Rashi, don't answer that bim mumcha. Don't answer that the first case of Shnayim Shadanu in dinam din is the case of mumcha, and therefore there's no din. It's chozer. Because he was a mumcha. Dan es hadin bim mumcha leka lememar midikatani seifa im haya mumcha lebesin. Because the end of the Raisa or whatever is talking about a mumcha, so clearly the Raisha wasn't talking about a mumcha. Which means that if not for the fact that the seifa was talking about a mumcha and the Raisha can't be, Rashi would have understood that the tour of the Dayan, Shnayim Shadanu Indin Amdin, that it's closer, that p'tur comes from the fact that he is a mumcha without Kabbalah. Nothing to do with Kabbalah. It sounds like Rashi is saying like the Balam Mor there, clearly. That even without a Kabbalah, the p'tur of a Yachid mumcha would have been his mumchius. Read the onus that's associated with a person being a mumcha. So the Ksos says it's mefurish. This is in the Ksos. It's mefurish in Rashi that Rashi holds like the Balam Mor. That's what you have also in Rashi in Bechoros and Chav Chesem and Beis. That's what you have in Rashi later in Ar Masech on Lam Givam and Aleph. So, I don't know. Tzarchin. The Ktos doesn't deal with this. The Ktos doesn't point out Rashi on Daf Hei. He only points to Rashi on Daf Vav. Rashi on Daf Hei seems Mufurish, not like the Baal Mor. Chos B'dik or no? You're holding this.
Maybe you could say that Rashi on Hei and Aleph is speaking within the Manda Amar and the Parshas.
Right.
Umimela, this guy's already kasha. So the Vaiter, my Kabbalah of him, and anyone's kosher, even at Yachid, you know, maybe it's a Hedyot, he's kosher.
On Hey I'm now.
Yeah, we did the Raisa in Canada Parshas. So therefore, when you're Mekabelim, Klar, what are you adding? You can dine you anywhere in Midin the Raisa. You bring Mekabel on the Onsen. But Lama Gyoman Aleph for the Mandan Omar Rabbi Yabahu. So,
but again, the Gemara refers to him as a Yachid Mumcha.
Right.
You're saying what? You're saying Lab
Dasa? That Midin Torah, this only could work if you say the inner Parshas and Midin Daraisa, you don't really need anything. You need one, get anyone to dine your entire. Said the Tishpot plus incarnated Parshas. So, why am I being Makabal him?
But why is he a Mumcha? Why isn't he just Yachid Shadan, Bekiblu Alayu? But it doesn't mean musmach, right? It wouldn't work with what you just said. It wouldn't be any of your parshas. I don't know. I thought you were going to say the other thing you said. Rabbi Perry told me he had something from... Maybe he's talking only in Rabbi Bahu, Rashi, and it's not a stira. But that's the different stira. That doesn't... I don't think it helped with this. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We looked around. We didn't see anything. I saw... maybe last week or something in the later Achronim in the Gebur Yitzchak, he had also the same Tzarchin on the Rashi. The Ksos is right, Rashi and Davav, and then if you look, Bechoros Chavches on Ejlam Gimel, sound again and again like a Baal Mor. The Ksos didn't pick up on this or didn't mention it, but the Rashi and Dav Hey isn't like that. I don't know. Another Ha'ara in Rashi. Rashi's not really the Rush, right? He's not the Baal Mor on Dav Hey, but he's not really the Rush either, right? Because what's the difference? This is what Willie was getting to accidentally before. The Rush says the Kabbalah is that I'm Makabel this guy to be my Dayan. If I'm Makabel the guy to be my Dayan, he must be Pater, because I'm being Makabel. Rashi doesn't say that, right? Rashi says, Im Kibluha Layu Ligamre, Lelech Acharecha, Im Ledin, Im Letalis, Velo Yitva'ucha, Lo Sejalim. It sounds like Rashi is saying the Kabbalah includes within it, the person says, I'm Makabel you, Harini Makabel. Mekablech alai ledin letalus. I'm mekabel you for everything, and you're pater on everything. Meaning, the Kabbalah itself is mefarish that you explicate that you're being mekabel for everything. The Rush doesn't say that. The Rush says it's a stam Kabbalah, and that paters you. Rashi is saying no. If you're mefarish the Kabbalah that you're mekabel him even letalus, then it'll work. That's not exactly like the Rush. That's different than the Rush. On top of that, the Rishonim, the Ran, the Meiri, other Rishonim, they ask on Rashi. Good. So if that's the pshat, then what's the chiddush here? Of course, if they say that we're mekabel you. If they're makabal him to build their sukkah, he's also going to build their sukkah for them. I don't understand. You could say whatever you want when you're makabal him. So they're makabal him to be his, they're dying, and he's a potter from Tashlumin also. They can makabal him to be the dying, and that he should bring pizza when he comes to the Din Torah. Add whatever you want to add in, but they're just saying explicitly, what's the chiddush of our sugya? So they don't, I don't know why Rashi needs to add in the whole, explicitly all the Kabbalah, I don't know. It's not like the Rush, though. Last point, Minei Uvei in the Rush. It's a big tzarachim. We looked into the Rush after the Ksos quoted it. We looked at the Rush inside. If you read the Rush straight, so it's in one place it's true. He says that the Ptur is because of Kabbalah. In other places, he says the Ptur is because of onus. I don't know. I couldn't figure it out. I don't know what the pshat is. So I saw also later, after, like last week, closer to, again, the Gerus Yitzchak and also Rav Shmuel had the same kasha. The Rush, Minei Uvei, doesn't read. Sometimes he's talking about Onas, sometimes he's talking about Kabbalah. I don't know what the Pshat in the Rush is. It's a depressing Chabura. The Rambam...
On Daf Vav.
Yeah. The Gemara, and you can tell me if I said it wrong, but the Gemara on Daf Vav has Shtayim Shadanu Eindinayim Din from Rebbe Abahu. Then the Gemara brings a stira to that. So Rashi says, don't answer the stira. Rashi says, don't answer the stira by saying, no, the Shtayim Shadanu Eindinayim Din is b'mumcha. Haray, we saw on Daf Hey that a mumcha shadan and he made a mistake as pater. So maybe that's what it means, shnayim shadanu ein dinayim din. So Rashi, you can't say that. Why can't you say that? So if I was Rashi on Daf Hey, I'd say you can't say that because there was no Kabbalah. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says you can't say that because the Seifa is talking about mumcha, so the Reisha must not be. Oh, but if the Seifa didn't mention anything about mumcha, the Reisha could have been mumcha and therefore pater because it's a mumcha, it sounds like the Baal Mor. I think that's what the Ksos says. The Rambam, what is the Rambam's sheet on this whole tour over here? So the Rambam in Perek Vav in Sanhedrin Al Chabez says like this, Ta b'shikul adas, I think I said she called him before again also, I think. I think I did, right? Yeah. Tabishikladas, imhaya zedayin mumchev in notal rishos, me reish galusa rosh galus, o shelo haya notal rishos, abal kiblu oso, our Gemara, bale dinin alehen, hoel behu mumche chozar din. Since he's a mumche chozar din. So tzarech ian, I mean, it's a dead giveaway where we're going with this, but tzarech ian, what's the Ram saying? Because if they were makabel him, he's potter because he's a mumche. What do you mean? It's because they were makabel him or because he was a mumche? He says both. They were makabalim, and then he's a mumche, he's pater. I don't understand if they're makabalim or if they use a mumche. Which one's the ptur? So, I mean, the answer is obvious, but Bishaito Rav Tversky pointed this out, that it must be that he's saying like what we just quoted from the Baal Amor. It must be the Ram saying like the Baal Amor. The fact that he's a mumche makes it an onus. Makes it an onus. And he's pater because it's an onus. Elamai, if the guy is a big Talmud Chacham and a big mumche, but he's also a takif, and he sees two people fighting, and he comes and he holds them both by their collars and says, I'm going to don you guys for this din Torah. And then he makes a mistake. What are you doing getting involved in this din? No one invited you. No one asked you. They don't have to even kabbal him to have a ptur. The ptur is because he's a taka, big Talmud Chacham, but he had no business mixing into their case. So only if kiblu alayu, meaning they accepted him as the dayan, he didn't force it on them, like the Baal Amor told us, and then he makes a mistake, but because he's a mumche, that mistake was not really his fault. It's not attributable to his, you know, any wrongdoing on his part, so therefore he's going to be pater. But the ptur comes from the fact that he's a mumche, and therefore it's an onus. He just shouldn't force himself on them. That's why the Rambam says, kiblu oso bali din alehen, dafka, that they accepted him, meaning not because the Kabbalah paters, but just because he can't force himself on them. Okay, hol v'hu mumche, chozar din. The fact he's a mumche will pater him.
Could we have missed this? You said this earlier, but why can't he force himself upon him? In other words, there needs to be something that it's not like he can force himself upon them,
but he can't now ask out of the payment for that reason.
Because now it's not onus, because he got himself involved.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. You're responsible, so just stay on the sidelines. There's always a, even if it's, I mean, I'm adding in here now, but even if it's a mazeldik issue, like onus, there's always a risk that there will be a bad outcome, and you could always make a mistake. Your mistake might be attributable to you, or it might be attributable to the way Jupiter and Mars were aligned that morning. Like, it could be either way, but there's a risk that you'll make a mistake. So what are you getting involved unless they ask you? Yeah. The Gemara on Hamadav says, Yach mumche shenatal rishus from a nasi, reish galusa, he's going to be pater milashalim, even if it was a taz b'shekel adas. Why? So the Gemara says, because there's some, and these Gemaras are so hard, I don't know what I'm talking about, there's some srara that the nasi and the reish galusa have, la'afkir mamon and shal yisrael, and that, I don't know, backs up the psak of the dayan who took rishus from them. You take rishus from the nasi, you take rishus from the reish galusa, so you're on their authority, you're powered by their swara, and somehow that pathers you from whatever mistakes you're going to make. The Gemara says a brisa has a drasha, smachta, whatever. It's learns psukim. Kedesanya lo yaser shevim Yehuda elu rashi galis shabavavel shirod in astral b'shevet. They have swara. Umechokim ubein raglav elu b'nei banav shel hillel shem lamdim Torah b'rabim nasi. Okay, so what's the pshat? What's the koach of the Reish Galusa in the first place? Again, we're trying to figure out in our Gemara where the Dayan gets the koach to be pater from his mistakes for. We're answering it's from the fact that he was notal rishus from the Reish Galusa or the Nasi in either case. So in order to understand what the koach of that ptur is for the guy who took rishus from the Reish Galusa, you want to ask what's the koach of the Reish Galusa in the first place? The makor, the source, like what's the koach for that Reish Galusa? So if you look in the Rambam in Dalet Yud Gimel in Sanhedrin, the Rambam says, Roshe Galios Shib Bavel B'makol Melech Heim Omdin. They stand in the place of the Melech. V'yesh Lehem Lirdos Es Yisrael. They're able to beat, to force Yisrael to do things. B'chol Makom, anywhere. B'chol Makom, right? B'chol Makom. That's what the Gemara says. Mei Hasam Lahacha. V'ladin Aleyen Bein Ratzim Bein Loratzu Shnemar Liyasa Shib Mehudeh Eile Roshe Galios Shib Bavel. So the Rambam says, a wild thing it sounds like, but that the Rosh Galus have some, they're b'makom melech heim omdin, they're like a king in some way, and therefore they have this koach of hefker beis and hefker, and this koach of lirdos azam. The Chiddush Aran says this also. The Chiddush Aran says kolomar Rosh Gola who omid b'makom melech hefker or hefker v'takanaso v'rishuso mispashet as l'chol Yisrael. That's the pshat in the Gemara, right? If he's a melech or he's Mixus Melech or something, so he's not limited to the place where he lives. A Melech Yisrael rules over the whole Klal Yisrael. Kocho Mishpashet as Al Klal Yisrael. The Ram said it also. Makom Melech Heinom Demiyishlam Lerdas Yisrael Bechol Makom. Everywhere. It's not limited by borders or boundaries. So that seems to be what the Rambam and the Ran are saying, that the Koach L'Rish Galusa comes from some tzad malchus, some bechina of malchus that he has to himself. Rashi said that? Didn't say that? I don't think Rashi said that. Rashi said in Dibur Maskel, shave it? Where was the Rashi? Yeah, 1 second. Rashi Sherodin?
And shave it.
Okay. No, before, shave it. Both, but I want to shave it first. Shave it. Lashon Sarara. They have some Sarara. The Yeshlan Rishus Lahafkir, the Hefker Bezen Hefker. True. A Melech has a Koach of Hefker Bezen Hefker. He's able to be Mafkir and a Chasim. That is true. But Rashi doesn't make reference to that here. Rashi says that they have the Koach of Hefker Bezen Hefker, the Reish Galusa, and Mistaber, meaning if they have the Koach of Hefker Bezen Hefker, whatever the Sugi of Hefker Bezen Hefker is about, Gitin Lamed Vav, where the Psukim, what they're able to do, the extent of their Koach, what the Psukim mean, and what the Koach means. But they have the koach to be mafker mamon, so that means over here. The Reish Galusa is able to be mafker mamon Yisrael. If I'm a dayan and I go ask Rishus from the Reish Galusa, he says, go dan, my son. Go be a judge. So now I have his hefker based in hefker backing up all my psakim, so all their mamonas can become hefker. I hear that. Rashi seemingly makes no reference to Malchus at all, right? Right, that's how some of the Achronim learn Rashi. That's the Pashupshan Rashi, I think. But it's interesting to note the Rashi that Eli just pointed out, the Rashi and Rodin. Rashi, again, this is part of why this Gemara is so hard to read, but it's all broken up here. But Rashi has Sherodin as Am, Sheyeshlam Koach Rishus Meis Malchei Pras. So we said they have Shevet, they have the Srara of Shevet because they have Hefker Bez and Hefker. Then by Rodin as Am, Rashi adds in that they have Koach and Rishus Meis Malchei Pras. The Rish Galusa gets his Rishus from the Goyisha kings. So it's true, some of the other Achronim point out, it's true that Rashi didn't, in his first initial stage, quote the fact that they're B'makom Melech Heimomdim, that's for sure. But he had an idea of Malchus here. Not the Melech Yisrael, not that Reish Galusa is a Melech Yisrael, but that the Reish Galusa has a Koach of Malchus from the Malchei Akum. And somehow that's related to the fact that he's Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. So, again, they're mixed up. The Rashis are two different Rashis in two different places. If it was me, I would say there's two Dinim. There's the Din of being Mafker Mamun, and there's the Din of being Roda Esa'am, beating them up. And they come from two different kofos. The Achronim don't say that, so I don't know what was wrong with that Svara. But that Rashi does mix in Malchus with Hefker Beis and Hefker here as well. He's not like the Rambam, but he's similar in that way. Tosfos certainly held that way, right? Tosfos think that this whole thing, this whole Svara, is some position that the Torah gave to people of this lineage as Reish Galusa or as Nasi. So they certainly think there's some Chalos in the Gavra of Malchus that's Shaykh to the Ptur that we're talking about over here from the Reish Galusa and from the Nasi. So Rashi, I think, ignores it. But let's say Rashi has some concept of Malchus over here. Tosa certainly has a concept of position and the Malchus of the Nasi and the Reish Galusa. But the Rambam and the Ran are the clearest in the sense that the Reish Galusa actually stands as a Melech. Before I take your thing, just one tangential point that's important, just as a Maror Malkum, at least. Dani already showed you this, or at least the Maror Malkum I pointed to. The Dvar Avram has a long tshuva, in the first one in the Sefer, about Din D'Malchus Adina. So he's trying to figure out what the source for Din D'Malchus Adina is. It's very unclear. The Gemara doesn't really give a source, the Rishonim do. But it's very unclear. There's a lot of shitas. So he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, who says Mefurish. It's quoted by the Rashba and Gittin, and it's in the Aliyah's Rabbeinu Yonah in Valbasa. I think Daf and Dalet, although I don't remember the Daf right now. Anyone know? Nindalat makes sense? Okay, yeah, Nindalat. So it's more about Rikas there. That's why it's important to know where that is. So anyways, he quotes from Rabbeinu Yonah. I'll read it to you. V'anir lomar, the das Rabbeinu Yonah, zal, he, the had the dina machuz dina, gam bekinan v'dvarim shebein am l'chaveiro, even interpersonal matters, yadina lameyahu kra gufe, that the Rashi quoted over here, hefker bezen hefker, whatever, kol reshuso yachram, whatever the, anyone who doesn't come in 3 days is a whole yachram, rechusha, whatever the pasuk was. Usvirle, the lo namer halachazo al based in shal Yisrael, batur based in al batur srara umemshala. So the Dvar Avram says that the Rabbeinu Yonah thinks that the kalach of hefker bezen hefker is not specifically said about the kalach of based in shal Yisrael batur based in, Ella Batur Sraru Memshala. What's he talking about? What does it mean? Was it, is one basin? They have a srara of basin, no? So what he's saying is like this. Remember on Daf Beis and Beis, we saw on Tosfos that there are two basin function in two very different ways. They have two there are two arms of basin. Basin are big Talmid Chacham with long white beards, if you remember the mashal we used. Long white beards and strimals and or brim down, whatever their style is. They're big dayanim, big Talmid Chachamim. And they have a koach of basin as big Talmid Chachamim. And they should pass in shilos with that koach. They also have a second koach that Tosfos think you learn from a different drasha in Gittin. A different drasha entirely. They have the koach of, within those beards, they have big baseball bats that they can pull out and beat people up and enforce the din. So they're poskim, big Talmid Chachamim, and they're also enforcers. They're also policemen. They're shoterim. So the Dvar Avram says that the koach is so fascinating. The koach of hefker basin, hefker. Basin is able to mafker mamon. Where does that come from? Does that come from their beard or from what's under the board? Where does that koach of hefker basin, hefker come from? So we might have thought, oh, they're big talmid chacham, so they can decide what the psak is, and based on their psak, the Nefesh HaChaim would tell us the olam is halayom shift so that the money moves to someone else's property. We could have thought that, but no, says the Dvar Aram, no. The koach of hefker basin, hefker comes from under the board. It comes from the baseball bat. That they have a koach of srara, of being rode sa'am, of enforcing the law, of beating people up, that gives them a koach to be mafkir mamon. It comes from that arm of basin. Once you know that, says the Dvar Aram, you can understand why dina de machlus dina can be based on hefker basin hefker, and why hefker basin hefker can apply through dina de machlus dina to a goyish government, any governing body that has a srara, that has governance over you or your community. Has the koach of Din the Machlus Dina based in Hefker Beis and Hefker, because even by a basin, it all came from the fact that they had that Sarara. Says the Dvar Abram, V'hachim is bar lehedja b'sanhedrin, heyam ralef. And he quotes our Rashi and our Tosfos, and he points out that if you shtel tzu Hefker Beis and Hefker to any sort of Malchus, be it what Tosfos is talking about, that you have a position of Malchus, be it what Rashi is talking about, that they get their koach of Hefker Beis and Hefker from the Malchi Akum, either way, you see that the Hefker Beis and Hefker is tied up with Srara, with control and dominance, and the fact that they have a Srara, so that's, he says, a shtikla raya, or a source, for what he's talking about. And Moshe, you still want something?
The Ram doesn't actually mean melech. I mean, he wouldn't say that the Reish Galus is not allowed to marry.
Good. So what does the Ram mean when he says melech? So it's, yeah. Very good, very good. Obviously, the Ram doesn't think the Reish Galus can't marry 100 wives, or have unlimited horses, etc., right? Those misses don't apply. Machal kvodo machal maybe. Like, meaning the dinim of, do the really the mitzvahs of the melech, why does he have to write a second sefer Torah? Probably not. What you see, though, is that he has some bechin of a melech. This is what I saw, the things I'm about to say now, except for you'll hear some things I'm going to chip in, but I got these marmakomas basically from Rav Saratskin. He's my Rebbe, and he's Ellie's car mechanic, I think, right? So Soroskin has some interesting marmakomas here. So he quotes a Revelva on the Torah. Revelva says, I'm reading words to you. I don't understand everything I'm saying right now. Ubir Amaran HaGrizalevi, meaning this is in the Chidushe Ha Griz. That kid. On the Torah. Debekra Zeh, in the Pasuk of Eloyasar Shevet Miyuhuda. Debekra Zeh Nemar, De Loyasar Miyuhuda Loha Nesiyas Shamalchus. From the Brisk Rabbah, what he's trying to point out, I think, is that the Nesias of Sanhedrin, the Nesias of Shevet is a Nesias of Malchus. So our Gemara is applying that to the Reish Galusa and saying he has a Bechina of Malchus to him. That's a Bechina of Malchus from Shevet, from the same Pasuk. So he quotes a Tshuvas HaRivash, Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, where the Rivash basically says, it's true. The Toras Melech Begufo, that doesn't apply to the Reish Galusa. He doesn't become, again, Chayiv in the mitzvahs like Moshe said. He's not going to have Lo Yarbe, Lo Nashim, and Susim. He's not going to have a mitzvah to write a second Sefer Torah. That's true. Mikol Malkom Yesh Lahen, or Lehu, whatever, Hanesius Shel Malchus, Shnikris Shevet. The Yesh Lam Koach Lerdos Yisrael, meaning he has some din of a melech. Not that he has the mitzvahs of a melech, but there's some din of a melech, some kochos of the melech, that he does get through being the Reish Galusa. Fascinating. And that's maybe the pshat in the Rambam and the Ran as well. Marmakomos now. I don't know. I don't really understand what I'm saying. Marmakomos. Gemara in Horus in Yalaf and Beis says as follows: Ba'al mine Rabbi Meir B'chia. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, asked Rabbi B'chia, Kigon ani mi mahu b'seir? Do I offer a seir or a seira for my avera? The pasuk says nasi ba'am kiyachta. I don't know, something like that. So the before we get to Chazal, it says that he brings a seir, not a seira. So what about me? Am I a nasi? Well, he's Yehuda Nasi, so he should bring a seer. So the Rabbi Chi answered him, Amar lei, Harei Taraska beBavel. Nah, you have someone on top of you in Bavel, the Resh Galusa. He's higher up than you. Rashi explains this way. Kigon ani mahu b'seir. Kolomer, Nesias didi, my Nesias. Is it like the Nesias of old? Shebizman b'sa mikdash kayim? And I would bring a seer or no? Amar lei, Harei Taraska beBavel. No, you're not at the top of the chain. Rosh Gola shebeBavel, the Havi Al-Gabach. He's higher than you. The Anan, we have a drasha, the Anan Ba'inan she'in al gabav el Hashem alokav. The person who offers a seer is only a nasi who has no one else on top of him. If he has total shlita, total control, and he doesn't report to anyone, then he brings a seer, otherwise he's like a regular person. I don't understand the... It's not... No kashas here, I just don't know. I need an art scroll or something. I don't know what Rebbe was asking, for sure, in Rashi. The Mishnah says, in Horios, that when the pasuk says Asher Nasi Yechta or Yechta, I just don't remember, whatever. In Parshas Vayikra, when the pasuk says that, it says Ezehu Nasi. What does it mean Nasi? The pasuk. So the Mishnah says Zem Melech, meaning the Pshut Hashemikra is not the halacha. The Nasi doesn't bring a seira; he brings a seira. But Rabbi's asking, should I bring a seir? Why? The din is not that a Nasi would bring a seir. Even if he was a Shpitz Nasi, he wouldn't bring a seir. I don't know. Either way, the answer is that the Resh Galus is above you. So what's the pshat in that answer? The pshat in that answer is that the Resh Galus is above you, so therefore you can't bring a seir because you have someone above you. What about the Resh Galus? Does he bring a seir? If he does, what's the pshat in him bringing a seir? Is it because there's no one above him? Or is it because since there's no one above him, it shows that he's a mixas melech? And a melech brings a seir. So the Achronim talk about this. Suratskin thinks that the second way is the pshat. They have that, the Panovich, they put out that journal, Shalma Yosef. So they have on Horios, they have this also question. And they make the Simcha Kira. It's true, the Resh Galusa doesn't have the mitzvos of a melech, but maybe he has a bechina of a melech. He has a mitzvos melech in some way. B'makom melech hein omdin. And so he has the din of Seir. And what you see from here, which is so interesting and fascinating really, is that the din of bringing a Seir, carbon Seir, is not like your cases of Lo Yarbo Lo Nashim and Susim and writing a second Seir Torah. It's not mitzvos ha-melech, but it's a din in the melech. The even though he's not a melech in the sense of his minoy and his gavra, but the sense that he has some dinim, some kochas of a melech, that's mechayiv in a seir. If you read the Gemara like that, the Achronim on the page argue about this. The Karen Ora, the Ibitz in the back of the Gemara, and Horios over there, they discuss whether the maskanas haGemara is that the Resh Galusa has a din melech like we're saying, or no, he doesn't have a din melech. It's just that there's no one on top of him. If there's no one on top of him, he's going to be chayiv in a seir, even though he's not actually a melech.
It actually works well with that Yerushalmi that I put in the Parsha Chavura, that David, when he was
baruch. Yeah. It's not the
din of seir nasi is a function of being knowing as a melech as opposed to the minoy.
Yeah, it works well, meaning you see there are splits. It doesn't, it's not consistent or inconsistent, meaning they're just different splits.
No, but with respect to specifically
seir. Yeah. Really even so, when he was on the run, he brought a seir.
No, he didn't. Because
then that doesn't work, right?
Because he was not being knowing as...
Oh, because, sorry, it's the opposite. Meaning he had the status and wasn't being knowing.
Exactly.
And it's a din in the knee. Right.
He was knowing.
Right. Yeah. So it's interesting, Mar Makomis, to look into. I don't know. In terms of Rebbe, I just don't know what's going on Rebbe. But the Ramban in Parshas Mishpatim, on the Pasuk of Elohim, Lo Sekalel, so he quotes this Gemara in Horios. And he says that it's pashat that Rebbe's suffix wasn't that he thought he was the king. It was that he thought he had Sraras HaSanhedrin, Sraras HaTorah. That was what his suffix was, whether he should bring a seer. But it's pashat he didn't think he was the king. So you can't, according to Ramban, you can't say like that in the Gemara, but I don't know. Yesh l'ayin in the Gemara, it's Mar Makom Anilach. Danum got to Hamid Beis. Gemara, Pasha Gemara. Okay, maybe we'll read a little Gemara in Hamad Beis then. So the Gemara in Hamad Aleph all the way over to Hamad Beis. Another the Gemara in Hamad Beis has the story Yatir Bechoris Lo Yatir. Yatir b'chor sal yatir my taima ilay mishum de lachachim hakam nirin de chachim tuba ela mishum de lo bakiya b'mumen. He wasn't a buck, he wasn't an expert in mumen, over not over. V'ha'am a rav shmona asar chadashim gedalti yitzal roa b'hema. I mamish learned the trade. Ela lachalik lo kavod l'rav barachana. Fine. Or says the Gemara yibayis ema. No, das gufa mishum hu gufe. That's the translation. That's how the Gemara translates the phrase das gufa from Yiddish. Mishum ha gufe. The Rav Bekiba Mumi Tfei, he was too much of a Baki. What do you mean he was too much of a Baki? He knew too much. Vishari Mumi Dlo Yadi Inshi. He's going to be saying, no, that's a Mum over, not a Mum Kavua. Everyone's going to look at him and be like, what? Looks like a Mum Kavua. It must be this type of Mum is Mutter. And they're going to be Madam Mizla Milsa. And they're going to say, V'amri Ki Hai Gavna Shara Rav. Rav allowed this. V'asla Mishri Mum over. They're going to allow Mumin. So this is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch. This concept that you shouldn't Matir something that no one's going to understand. The Shulchan Aruch in Yardaya Resh Man Beis Yud. It's in the Amish, but Haskins that Chacham should not be matir dabar tamul rabim yesh mishikasu aser lachacham lahatir dabar tamul shenir l'rabim lahat shahitir is aser. You shouldn't matir something that everyone's going to think, oh, he allowed that, and now it means that this aser thing is really mutter. It's going to confuse people. It's going to lead people to start being matir things that are actually aser. Even if you're right, even if you have an expertise, but no one else realizes it, you have a lumdus, you have an expertise that proves that this is right, but no one's going to understand it. Don't be matir dabar tamul l'rabim. The Shach in Sukkot Yud Zayin says that's dafka when you're not able to explain it. But if you're able to explain it, and you could teach the Jews, no, this is mutter because of the following reasons, then you can be matir, because then you can expect them to be understanding, and to not matir other things based on that. I don't want to give specific mashal, but you more than one specific mashal, but just as a more general mashal, it's a very big risk to matir something in public that people won't have an understanding of. If you could explain it to them, great. Some of the poskim say, yeah, if you could explain it to them. Anything that's in public, you can't explain. Meaning, if it's me and you, and I matir something for you, and I explain to you the reasoning, you'll understand, oh, he was saying matir here, but not in other cases. If you matir it to the whole public, it's too many people. You're not going to be able to explain it well enough that everyone's going to understand it. Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva in Yechaved Chel Gimel, where he talks about the blood that's found in eggs. So our eggs are not fertilized. They're not really, that blood is not real blood. It's a discoloration, but it's not blood of a ephroach, which is going to hatch in any way. It's not real usher blood. So really, really, you could eat that blood maker. Then LMI, we throw it out. Why do we throw it out? Marasayim. Shouldn't look like we're eating dam. There's no chashash of rikum ephroach. That's the Minchas Yitzchak Paskin. Also, the Igros Moshe has this in two places too. He's Mekel, but he says in America, it's so cheap to buy eggs. It's such a cheap commodity that you might as well just throw them out and mutav lahachmir because of that. So the Mishnah Alachos has a tshuva in Chelek Dalad where he doesn't want to be mekel on this. He's willing to be mekel to a yachid b'shas d'chak. Guy is stuck in stranded island with one egg and it has blood in it, so he says you could eat it. He doesn't want to be mekel b'rabim on that. Why not? He says d'davar t'mul l'rabim. People are going to see, oh, the rabbi says you're allowed to have red eggs. So that means you're probably also allowed to have green eggs and ham. Or, more likely, you're allowed to have all blood. You're allowed to have all blood. We're going to start having people drinking blood every day for energy drinks. So Mishnah Lachlo says it's no good. It's a dabar tamul l'rabim. The public can't handle that. If you matir, if you give them bloody eggs, they're going to take it to a whole other level. So Rav Avadya Yosef says that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. A dabar tamul l'rabim means that it's something that's difficult to understand. This is not difficult to understand. You have people who have difficulty understanding things. That's a different maila. But it's not a difficult thing to understand that this blood is not blood, that this blood is not usher. That's very easy to understand. You have a whole bunch of amaratzim who can't process that? Okay. It's like, you know, Lamashal or Ramesh's truth about Mara Zion. You can't account for every person who's not going to have a Havana of it. Dover Tamul Rabbim means that it's actually Tamul Rabbim, not that the Rabbim are Matmiya. because they don't have the brain power to process. Rav Twersky made the same hara with bigger words, b'shaita. Yeah. The Gemara continues and says that there was this case where a Rav came to town. He said, he was talking about mei beitzim, mei batzim, mei betzoyim, whatever. Tau nam b'ha, says the Gemara, they thought that mei betzoyim were not machshir l'tumah. Yeah. So tau nam b'ha, they also made a mistake. Mei krami, mei piga, mishnah, psulin, mipnei shein mei beitzim. Think. The inu savar midalagabi chatas psili, that type of water is pasul for mechatas. Achshure namilo machshure, it's also not machshure betoma, meaning it's not water. Veloi hasamlin chatas b'in ma'im chaim hacha achshure koldehu machshure. So they thought that since it wasn't ma'im le'inyan mechatas, it's also not ma'im le'inyan hechshure letoma. Says the halacha, no, that's le'inyan chatas. It's pasul for mechatas, but it is machshure for tuma, right? That's the shakatari. What's the psul by chatas? Why is it not kasher for mechatas? You saw this, Rashi tells us. What's the pshat that it's not kasher for mechatas? Mebitzayim, swamp water. So the pashtas, you would think that the psul for mebitzayim for mechatas is not mayim chayim. It's not mayim chayim. Mayim chayim is fresh, moving water. This is not mayim chayim. That's what the Yad HaMara writes. Mebitzayim, bitzay hamayim, shenikvim imei agashamim, ve'enan mayim chayim. They're not, they're stagnant. Taisa say a different pshat, fancy pshat. Taisa here, I'm Hamad Bez, Psulin Lamechatas, to say, Vim Tomer Perak Mocha as a Svina, they have Kasha, that's why they start with this. Mash Mashem Naharos, what do you mean? It sounds like these are flowing rivers. Why are they made Bitsayim? Why are they Pusul? Vomra Ben Tam, Devade Naharos, saying, yeah, they're rivers, but this Mayim is Enam Solilim, V'afar V'tit Me'urav Bahen. They're sullied, there's mixed in a lot of dirt and clay, and they're Psul Lamechatas, why? Not because they're not Mayim Chaim, because you need Mayim Chaim, El Keli. And if you pour this Mayim into water, it's not El Keli. Why not? Because there's Chatzitza. There's tons of dirt and clay and mud in the water. It's not literally touching the Kli, so it's not Mayim Chaim El Keli. Different psul. Not because it's not Mayim Chaim, because it's not El Keli. So Rashi, what is Rashi hold about this? So if you look at Parish Rashi, Rash says psulin lemechatos mibnei shein mebitzayim vanu ma'im chayim el keli boinan. I don't know, so I would just guess he means they're mebitzayim, not ma'im chayim. But if you look in the Hagadah Tzionim in the Osvav, so they quote a different gerus in Rashi: psulin lemechatos mibnei shein mebitzayim ve'einan ma'im chayim inami el keli boinan gishmak. Rashi has two deos according to this gersa. Two days in Rashi, whether you say like the Adamar, whether you say like Taisvis, that the psul is Mayim Chaim and Vileka, or the psul is El Keli Vileka. If the psul is Mayim Chaim Vileka, you have to figure out Tosas Kasha from Bava Basra Ayin Dalet. You look in the Rabbin Yonah, you'll see he answers that over here. The Ran also has an answer. If you say like Taisvis and that other day in Rashi, that it's Mayim Chaim El Keli, so the Gemara is difficult. No, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk of Boina Mayim Chaim Vileka. But it's not the Pshat. The Pshat is Boina Mayim Chaim El Keli Vileka. So I don't know, Tzarchin. I don't know the answer to that. We had that Ha'ara. We didn't see anyone talked about it. I saw later that the Ein Mishpat, everyone knows I own an Ein Mishpat. Einayim L'Mishpat, sorry. Everyone knows I own an Einayim L'Mishpat. So he has the same Tzarchin on the Gemara. According to these Rishonim, what's the Gemara saying? Mayim Chaim. Maybe one more Ha'ara, maybe it's in. So many things we want to... Okay, the Gemara talks about this story. May Beitzim, you know, they really are not machshirim. Yeah, machshirim. So the Gemara in Psachim, May Beitzim are not machshirim. The May Beitzim was the talus. So the Gemara in Psachim says May Peros are not machmitzim for chametz for Pesach. May Peros are not machmitzim. So most of the Rishonim understand that mei peros in machmitzin means it's not chametz at all. Not chametz at all. The minhag Ashkenaz is not that way. That's partially because we're worried that some water might have mixed in and it became chametz. But it's also because Rashi says in a few places that that's not chametz gamer. Mei peros in machmitzin legamre, but it's still chametz nuksha. Rashi has a suffix about mei beitzim, egg water. Is mei beitzim machmitz or not? So Tosfos Spring Rabbeinu Tam, who's Makel on this, but Rashi is Mesupak. How do we pass him? So in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Tav Samach Beis, Hilchos Pesach, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that May Beitzim are just like May Peros, and Eina Machmitzin. How does the Shulchan Aruch know May Beitzim are not Machmitzin? So the Vilna Gaon there is Mitzayin our Gemara and Sanhedrin, because May Beitzim are not Machshirin. Mayin and Shmita Letzarzina. May Beitzim are not Machshirin Lutoma, Shkoyach, and they're also not Machmitzim for Chametz. What Shaychus? What Shaychus? So the Rav used to explain that what the Vilna Gaon is pointing to is that May Peros Eina Machmitzin, Hagam that it might be true chemically, it's not a din in chemistry. It's not a din in mitzias that may peros are not machmitz to make chametz in chemistry. No. The pshat is al pi din, may peros are not mayim. They're not mayim. So may peros in machmitzin, it happens to be somewhat observable. It might be observable. But it's not so observable. You have Pesach products that look like they're chametz. They're not chametz, right? You could sometimes they could taste like. It depends which Pesach program you go. If you go to the Pesach programs, state in the video, if you go to the Pesach program that's out of town, you're paying enough money, out of the country, sorry, you're paying enough money, so you could eat pizza on Pesach. You won't know the difference. You go to, in America, it's a little harder to find that good food. Maybe Epps in Arizona, you could find that much food. But you could have chemically, you could have May peros or whatever, that's almost nachmitz, as good as regular mayim. Elamai, it's al pi halacha, al pi din. May peros is not machmitzin. So says the Vilna Gaon, what you see when you see may beitzim in a machshir motoma is that you see may beitzim does not have a shame mayim. It does not have a shame mayim in halacha. And because of that, the Shulchan Aruch is able to extrapolate and see, oh, if may beitzim in a machshirin, al pi din, may beitzim is not mayim. May beitzim is not mayim, it's not going to be machmitz for Pesach either. That's the Rav explained in the Vilna Gaon. Yeah, two quick points and we'll end. We're basically done with time anyways. In this Gemara, we're going to, I hope, Lina Dermir Hashem, talk about this next Chabura, about the sugya of Ntiyas Rosh Hashanah Rabbo, or more Halacha B'fnei Rabbo. But you have Rashi on Daf Hamad Beis. Rashi explains in the Gzeira of Tamad Al Yorah Elim Kein Notel Mishas Rabbo. So Rashi says, V'chi Yahiv Le Rabbo Rishusa Medak Dayek Be Shehei Lashon HaPasuach V'lo Yitu Hashom Nez Dvarav. So Rashi gives a svara that the reason that you're not supposed to take the paskin without having rishus is because the Rav has to make sure that you don't stutter and you don't you have to have a speech class to make sure that you know how to present things clearly without throwing everyone off. But Rashi's meduyek, the Gemara is meduyek, where Rashi reinforces v'chiyav le rabo rishusa. You have to get rishus from your Rebbe. I don't understand. I have a Rebbe for 10 years, so he knows my kochos. That's true. Then I want to go on Paskin and Shaila, and I live in a different country, so I'll go to a different Rebbe, and he'll check if I speak nicely. Why do I need my Rebbe to give me the Rishus? Rashi gave a svara. The reason is because you want to make sure that the guy is capable of Paskin and Shailas, that he won't mess up when he talks. So you can go to any Rav, or any speech teacher, and ask them to test you. Why do you have to go to Rabbo Dafka, your Rebbe? I think the Ran says Mefurish also that it has to be your Rebbe, but I couldn't find it when I was looking to prepare. So maybe someone will find that for me. I think the Chiddush Aran has that as well. But Rashi certainly reinforces that. So what's the pshat? You have to go to your Rebbe Dafka? I don't know, but maybe the pshat is not that it's a one-time test, that you go to a Rav and you get a Rishus to Paskin. Maybe the pshat is that we need to check in on you. It's true. At 25, the guy speaks very nicely, he's very clear, he's very learned, and his Lashon HaPesuach. But we need someone, a Rav, who's going to be Medik Dayek Bey, not only Bahi Shaita, but someone who's going to be Rugil, to check up on him. Someone who's going to be, I'm going to be Makabal Panim Beregel, so I'm going to see my Rebbe next Sukkot, next Pesach, and he'll be able to see, does this guy still talk right the right way? Has he shifted at all? Has he developed a speech impediment that's going to ruin his Piskei Halacha? Whatever, things can come up. Why should the Rishus from 1970 work for the Rishus for 25 years, 30, 40 years later? No, you got to check up on him. So Dafka has to be Rabbo to make sure that there's a consistent or periodic check-in, that this guy is still on the up and up. I don't know, maybe that's why it has to be Dafka Rabbo and not just Stam Rav. Okay, Yosem Rimasha Kazavkan, but we'll stop here.